Front-end development concerns what users see on the screen when they open a URL they own. Even in a purely static environment with simply HTML/CSS, when someone visits a website, some server somewhere on the earth must react with those HTML and CSS files. That server is simply a computer, like the one you use to access the internet. However, it has been optimized for speed and does not include extraneous components such as a mouse or keyboard, and it's presumably in a data warehouse with hundreds of other machines. And the process of programming those machines is called backend development. Backend development is so named because it occurs behind the user's back. A visitor to your website never truly accesses the backend. They connect with your server directly through ports for extremely restricted access, such as sending HTML/CSS files, or indirectly through CDN or firewalls such as Cloudflare. Now that we have a basic idea of backend development, let's move on to some real questions. So, what is the backend? Backend development is the creation of server-side logic that powers websites and apps in the background. It includes all the code needed to build the database, server, an application, from database migrations to API integrations to set up the server-side technologies that make a website tick. A back-end web developer may be the expertise you need to get your next online project off the ground. Is it the same as the front-end? In short, no. The front-end is the other side of back-end development. The major distinction is that, although back-end developers create how a website runs, front-end programmers create and design the interface, establishing how the site appears to users. Backend web development creates the groundwork for websites to process users' actions on the front-end and return the proper information. Neither operation is possible without the other one. The back-end is needed to make the front-end function, and the front-end is required for users to access and interact with the site. What about the back-end components? The back-end traditionally encompasses the server side, API application programming interface, databases, frameworks, and operating systems. Let's see them in detail. First, there are the backend frameworks. Write software backend frameworks are the basis that allows apps and websites to run quicker. They are crucial to web development projects since they provide much-needed interaction for online applications. Because the backend makes it possible for the website to function, frameworks are server-side backend programming languages that make server configuration easier. Next are the API. You must be aware that an application's server-side or backend processes include but are not limited to user logins, payment management, customer assistance, order management, etc. As a result, any front-end action is controlled, transmitted, and retrieved by the database in the backend. Developers require API for such interactions because they easily connect websites, databases, and services. Some of the most frequently used API in backend development include Firebase, Backendless API, Wix API, Stack API, REST API, etc. Then there are the databases. Databases help administrators store, manage, update, and delete any or all data on the server. In simple terms, a database is a repository that holds all the data submitted at the front end, such as usernames, email addresses, passwords, orders, etc. Various types of databases are used in various applications. Relational databases, for example, are most suitable for well-structured data applications, whereas document-oriented databases aid software with unstructured/semi-structured data, and so on. Then comes the servers. They are computer hardware or software bits that receive inbound requests from customers or service requesters. Servers deliver resources, data, services, or applications to clients over a network. Any device providing or sharing resources with clients can become a server. Last but not least, middleware. Middleware, as the name implies, links the front end to the back end. It allows your application to communicate with the server. It is also known as plumbing at times. So, why do you need the back-end at all? Web applications could only perform complicated data processing, user authentication, or server-side computing with a back-end. Back-end development is particularly critical for assuring web app security and scalability. It offers a foundation for back-end web developers to manage user data and resources, handle traffic surges, and ensure uptime. As a result, many businesses hire back-end developers. So, how can you master the back-end? Easy, with the best practices. First, while building back-end code, aim for a modular design pattern. Do simple modules that are easy to test and manage in the long run. Track changes in your codebase using version control tools. You can also work on the project with other developers. Backend development is likewise dependent on testing. Unit tests, integration tests, and user acceptance tests UX should be used to test all program components thoroughly. It is done to detect and eradicate flaws or problems before they are released into production environments. Linting tools may verify your code for flaws and ensure that the best coding standards are followed. Furthermore, employ remark blocks throughout your software. When future maintenance is required, these describe its purpose or functioning. Security should always be prioritized in backend development. When dealing with sensitive user data such as passwords or credit card details, it's a good idea to apply encryption techniques. To manage massive traffic levels without crashing, consider using caching or load balancing schemes to maximize performance. You will need to continuously check the health of your application using logging tools or real-time monitoring solutions. In the end, it's all about your personal preferences. Overall, backend development is an important element of a software engineer's profession. It demands meticulous planning and the application of best practices. If you are searching for a top-tier backend developer, let Mars Devs help. Follow us in our upcoming episode to understand the world of technology website development. Do you have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments. Until next time.